The rubber game Sunday, Houston at the Big A. Astros fans in Anaheim keeping the city of Houston in their thoughts and prayers. Houston would start quickly in this game. In the first inning, Jose Altuve is at the plate.
He's a guy who has worn out Angels pitching in the past, and he lifts this one high in the air down the left field side, and it is going to go. Altuve with a two-run homer, and it's 2-0 Astros. So we'll see what happens. Here's the 3-2 pitch, and it's a base hit out of the reach of Gurriel. It rolls down the right side. One run scores. Two are in. A third is being waved home. The throw's way high, and the bases are cleared by Revere, and the Angels are back in the game, trailing it 4-3. Next pitch, and he lifts this one high, and he hits it deep into right field. It's out of here! Valbuena gives the Angels the lead. It's 5-4. First pitch, fly ball lifted into center field. Trout is going back, still going back, still going back. Jumps up, and the ball hits off the wall. Trout hits the deck out there in center. One run scores, two runs are in, three have scored, and the Astros have gotten the lead back in this ballgame. 7-5 Houston. A nail biter at the Big A. The pitch lifts a fly ball into center field, but it should be a routine play, and making the catch right near the rim of the track is Marisnik, and the ball game is over. Albert went after the first pitch, and a routine flyout. He hit it pretty good, but not good enough. And the Astros hold on as the Angels end up leaving the bases loaded.
The Astros take 2 out of 3 in Anaheim after the 7-5 victory on Sunday. Brian McCann drives in 4. Josh Reddick goes 3-for-4, scoring a pair of runs. Jose Altuve, 2-for-4, 2 runs, drives in a pair. Luis Valbuena hit his 17th home run for the Angels. Afterwards, here's the reaction from Angels manager Mike Socia.
When you're looking at it from our vantage point, it looks like, okay, he jumped too early, but there's so much going on in that play. He can't take his eye off the ball. You got a high sky. You got the sun in the middle of it. He takes his eye off that ball, he's going to lose that ball, and that ball is going to go wherever it's going to go. So Mike had to track the ball, feel the wall, couldn't take his eye off of it. So there was a lot of variables in that play, and he almost made a really good catch.
On the pitching side, what did you see from
working the last outside of the first inning slider to Altuve, and then the fourth inning he had a little bit of trouble when they got the three hits in a row and managed to escape that with just a little bit of damage, and then pitched a strong fifth and sixth. But Ricky, I think he made some adjustments mid game, and at least he got through six. Yeah, he's okay. He'll be okay. You're right. He's a tough guy, and he'll be back out there. And big hit from Luis Valbuena. To get us up. We battled all the way back. Ben Revere, big hit. And at the end, we just couldn't hold it.
Have you seen anything with Trout?
I think every hitter in the game, no matter if you're Mike Trout or you're anybody, you're at times you're not going to square the ball up as well as you have at some point. And he's still taking his walks. He's getting on base. He's doing a lot of things. He's just missed some pitches that he's been hitting earlier, and he'll find it. He'll get it back. It's I think for everyone, there's going to be some little downturns that every hitter is going to have, and he's having his right now.
Monday, the Angels stay home to start a series with the A's, while the Astros get a day off before they're scheduled to face Texas Tuesday in Houston as baseball monitors the situation with Hurricane Harvey.